6 seconds isn't a lot of time. In fact, by the time I finish saying this sentence, 6 seconds will be up. Yet for some reason, Vine, an app that lets users make and share 6-second video clips, has garnered more than 40 million registered users. NPR's Laura Seidel looks at what makes 6 seconds so interesting.
I asked Vine co-founder Dom Hoffman if 6 seconds was something he just thought up one day.
Actually, one day we did wake up and say 6 seconds.
Well, one day after many days of experimentation, he and his two co-founders tried various lengths, 10 seconds, 9, 7, 5.
5 was actually too short. It was actually too short.
Hoffman says the three founders of Vine were looking for a way to create an app that would allow the average person to easily share and make videos on a cell phone.
We knew that we wanted them to be really quick to make, quick to upload, simple to upload, quick to download and view.
Even when they settled on a time limit, Hoffman says it didn't quite work.
The next thing that we noticed was that the videos start quickly, but they also end very quickly, and that felt anticlimactic. It didn't feel right.
So they added a loop. It plays over and over. Hoffman figured that would make Vine perfect for sharing family moments.
You know, there's a baby, and he or she's on her high chair.
Hey, can I eat that?
And you're feeding the baby, and the baby spits it out. That's something that you can tell in a short amount of time.
And there are lots of baby videos on Vine that loop over and over and over.
Hey, can I eat that? Hey, can I eat that?
Twitter, seeing its broad appeal, quickly bought Vine. For now, it's free of Twitter-promoted ads, and that 6 seconds of endless looping has also had an enormous appeal to artists.
6 seconds, man. 6 seconds. I'm telling you, 6 seconds is the new black.
That's Adam Goldberg, an actor who's been featured in films directed by Steven Spielberg. He's got more than 169,000 followers on Vine. Goldberg says he also likes how Vine lets you start and stop filming as many times as you want during that 6 seconds.
So the combination of the motion and the sound just seemed to lend itself to something kind of eerie. And then, you know, combine that with a tortured manic mind, and well, you've got yourself a good time.
In this 6-second video, there's a film of a woman in different colored wigs flashing on a screen in the background. A man in a black tie and suit speaks. We briefly see the film projector, hear its sound, and then see Goldberg's bearded face.
This is my first film.
It's a Vine.
This is my first film.
I have no idea what it means, but it is creepy. There is a whole genre of blood and gore and horror on Vine. There's also a genre of animated vines. Katie Lipscomb, a 19-year-old art student living in Georgia, says Vine makes the process of animation, taking one picture, then another, and stringing them together, easy.
You just tap the screen, you've got a frame, and then you can keep on going.
Among her animations is a 6-second video of a unicorn. As you watch the horn grow out of the unicorn's head, the body fills in with colors and it starts to look as if it's going to jump out of the screen. This spring, the prestigious Tribeca Film Festival gave out awards for the best vines. The Cannes Film Festival paid to bring Adam Goldberg there to make short promotions for the festival using Vine. Pierre Larongueur is president of Armstrong, the marketing company that hired Goldberg. He says 6 seconds of video is a great way to promote ideas and products because people will watch the whole thing.
You don't skip a 6-second video, so you watch it. And when you like it, or there is anything in it that appeals to you, you appear to watch it like 3, 4, 5, 6 times in a row.
These attributes make Vine the perfect marketing tool, but the app has its detractors. A blogger who calls himself Carl's writes for the sports and pop culture blog Grantland.
I just think that as we continue to dwindle down our attention span, eventually it's going to be about 0.5 seconds, and that'll be praised as the next big thing.
Of course, creativity often happens when artists are given restraints. Haiku has only 3 lines, and it's been around for centuries, though so far, it hasn't become a popular tool for marketers. Laura Seidel, NPR News.